In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Big pause.
I mean, it's kind of ruins the suspense, doesn't it? It does our work for us.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm well. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back behind the desk again.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So you've got something to review for us today?
Yeah, I've got some stuff to talk about and I've got some opinions.
Okay, let's hear them.
So in cinemas this week, a couple of titles. I'll kind of rattle through these pretty quickly. The first is Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut. This is a film called Blink Twice. Mm. Marketing might suggest it's kind of a bit of a Knives Out type scenario.
Yep.
Sort of, it's the sort of look and feel of the poster art. Trailer suggests something's a little bit more sort of sinister is going on. It's the story of two friends who end up on a billionaire's island.
Oh yeah,
for a while.
I hate when that happens.
I know. Well, this is a real cautionary tale that the next time any of us get that offer, we'll definitely want to turn it down based on the events of this film.
Yeah.
Look, the TLDR in this film is it's not great.
Okay.
It kind of wants. I think it wants to be thought. It wants to be a good Black Mirror.
Yes.
But it kind of ends up being a not very good Black Mirror, if you get the drift.
Yes.
And so this film that has things to say about class and gender and society, but also being a kind of a satire and a black comedy, just sort of it feels like it fits around films like Don't Worry, Darling and The Menu. Mm. More than the kind of tier that it wants to be operating on. Not to say there's not stuff to enjoy in it. Channing Tatum is a pretty solid and surprising performance as a billionaire tech bro.
Mm.
He sort of brings a career's worth of charisma and puts a bit of a spin on it. So there's a creepiness and a sort of threatening aura to him that becomes more apparent as the film goes on. Zoe Kravitz is going to make good movies, I think, but
yep.
This is not a astonishingly good start. But it all comes down to the screenplay. It's well shot. It's some good ideas visually, and the cast that they've assembled is great, but just doesn't quite click.
Damn.
Yeah. A stronger recommendation, though, coming straight off being the opening night of the New Zealand International Film Festival. Our local drama, We Were Dangerous, opens in cinemas this Thursday.
Cool.
This is a really strong debut by Josephine Stewart Tefeu. Interesting in that it kind of is another New Zealand film that taps into our really brutal history of state care.
Mm.
But first of all, it's fictional. So it's sort of like approaching that terrain from a slightly different perspective. But it is as much focused on the on humour and the positivity of the young woman in its cast than it is about the sort of unspeakable things being inflicted upon
right.
them. So it's not like it's so bad we need to find little bits of light in the darkness. Like, there's a lot of real joy and good humour to be had in this film. I think that kind of maybe signals a kind of new step in the local feature film landscape. So sort of had a lot of reflections in the past few years about experiences and perspectives that haven't necessarily come to the big screen before.
Right.
This is kind of continuing that, but I don't want to say it's playful because some of the subject matters are quite heavy, but it's just a different way into it and possibly is a little less of a smack you around the head and bum you out style.
Okay.
Stewart Tefeu, again, is like Kravitz, is going to go on to make a bunch of great movies. So, recommendation for We Were Dangerous, Blink Twice. Look, maybe wait till you're sitting on the couch for that one.
Yeah.
Speaking of couches, I've been doing a bit of panel show watching.
Okay.
The new season of Taskmaster, like the seasons before it, has got me hooked. If you are an Abby Howells fan, she is doing fantastic work on the show. The Billy T Award winner from last year who brings a singular approach to the tasks and, you know, as the episodes address, possibly autism is the superpower in smashing Taskmaster.
Yeah,
it's been a really enjoyable season so far. And Taskmaster alum Guy Montgomery, his show that is a spelling bee, which is like in the year 2024, the conversations at a network level about the show must be hilarious. has jumped the ditch to Australia, and the new season of Guy Montgomery's Guy Mont Spelling Bee is an Australian show. It's screening on ABC with Australian comedians, so we can kind of find out if they really are stupid across the ditch.
Yep.
Or not. Although it's got to be said, with the two seasons in New Zealand so far, I think the main conclusion is that most comedians not that great at spelling.
Yeah.
Not sticklers for details, perhaps.
Spelling is hard.
It can be hard. Yeah. It depends on the, you know, word of difficulty.
Yeah.
But yes, there have been some surprises in what I thought would be at common levels of ability.
Yeah.
So, okay. That is not airing here yet, but if you can arrange these letters and spell VPN, then you can watch on ABC iView for free. So
fantastic.
I mean, it's not illegal, is it?
It's a grey area. I don't think it's illegal.
Probably not.
Someone let us know.
It's pretty legal.
Yeah.
But I'm sure before long it will find a home here on 3 Now, where the New Zealand shot seasons have been as well.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some silly panel shows, a really good New Zealand drama with comedic flourishes, and We Were Dangerous, and There Won't Be a Blink Thrice, I think. Yeah. It's safe to say.
Thank you, Steve. That was awesome.
I'll be back next week with more hot takes.
Awesome. That was Flicks and That.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.